WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The president-elect promising day one raids and mass deportations of undocumented immigrants after the Monday inauguration. Commanding General of the D.C. National Guard, Major General John Andoni.
We have not received any queries of any type regarding that particular mission set. That mission set, like any other, relies on our law enforcement partners and our civil authorities.
TikTok says it's back, but not fully. The app is back working, though new downloads are not happening. Mr. Trump saying he'll tell tech companies that make the video sharing app available he won't enforce fines for doing so, even when a new law mandates them. The first Gaza ceasefire swap is done. 90 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel were welcomed by families in the West Bank. Earlier at a hospital in Israel, hugs and tears for three Israeli hostages released from Gaza by Hamas were taken. This is ABC News. Worries about this kind of failure from ABC's Dave Packer.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a preliminary investigation into an engine failure that could affect 877,000 GM SUVs and trucks. Investigators say they've gotten 39 complaints and several early warning field reports.
Help for the wallets of older folks who are seeking to lighten up. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Popular weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that the government will negotiate for with manufacturers. Both drugs are made by Denmark-based Novo Nordisk.
Draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's song Mr. Tambourine Man sold for over $500,000 as part of a weekend auction in Nashville of dozens of the singer-songwriter's items, photos, music sheets, his guitar, and an oil painting composed by the Nobel Prize for Literature winner. Sales of $1.5 million total. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry. You can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin, across the state of Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old, located in Northgate Mall in Madison, delivering to the northeast and downtown areas. You can search Doughboys Pizza Madison online or call 608-467-3017. Doughboys Pizza Madison. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Millbillies. They got a couple shows coming up. I'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Right now, here's their song, Hard Living. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
When these strings and I get bent, we swing into whisper, howling as the night spins on the floor. Some tunes are heaven sent, a tonic for your nerves. Good sense don't mean nothing anymore. One more swallow, and I'll call it a night. But that damn bottle sure puts up a fight. Hard living ain't easy. are barbed wire, cut you to the bone, remind you what happens when you're wrong. Some tunes are prayer fire, coming for your home. Can't you feel your body get warm? One more swallow, then I swear I'm cold. That damn bottle sure gets a hold on you. But a broken horse don't pull the rein.
Hard living ain't easy.
And a broken man don't cry in pain.
Hard living ain't easy.
So take a hand of that rusty chain.
Hard living ain't easy.
And call the devil by his name.
Hard living ain't easy.
Hard living ain't easy.
need strife. You say that I but never need a wife. He's a high class low life. He's a high class low life.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Millbillies to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. High class, low life, hard living before that. You know, the Millbillies, they're going to be performing live at the 4th Annual Bluegrass Winter Heater. That's happening Saturday, January 25th at Boone and Crockett on South Water Street in Milwaukee. The lineup is the Millbillies, Joe Huber, Megan and the Birdwatchers, and Valley Fox. You can get more information about that show and the other shows and happenings with the Millbillies on their social media sites. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to check in. She has a great conversation with world-renowned jazz musician Janet Plant. I'm so excited about this. Janet Plant has played jazz all over the world, and she's sitting down with our own Terry Barr this evening and having a great conversation. We're going to hear some music. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Then after 8:30 tonight, it's the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio from last year. We took our 2024 playlist, smashed them all together, came up with these top 41 songs. These 41 songs were played more than any other song in our library. They're the most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year. I hope you enjoyed the show. Rob Roberts will have the number one song just before midnight tonight. So stick around. The top 41 most played songs here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I'm going to try to set the mood for you. Maybe even get a little romantic, if I could say that. Let's kick this jazz off here with some Lo Marie. It's The Bar on Max Inc. Radio.
To be kind, I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. If the world was caving in, hope you'd act and not be shy. Now I'm all alone and thinking, did I set the bar too high? I wanted to forgive, to love you to be the one. The bar too high. My heart is breaking for you. But one thing I know to be true, the love you give will come back around. So come back. Kind, I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you, but who else?
Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin with Patchwork Monkey and Five Alarm Voodoo. Jason and the Jazzernauts before that with Makes My Heart Sway, and of course Lo Marie in that set too with The Bar. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Coming up here in just a few minutes, it's going to be the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio in 2024. The countdown kicks off just after 8:30. Stick around for that. In the meantime, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison. They got cat and kitten adoption, organic pet food, grooming, so much more. It's Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison. Also, Herbal Aspect. Now, Form, Dane County locations, a brand new store in Sun Prairie just opened. Check that out. Plus, they got the stores on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, Gammon Road. You can shop online and get all the information at herbalaspect.com. You know, from Germany to Japan, New York to California, if there's a jazz festival, Janet Plant has probably played it. But throughout her many years of being a traveling musician, Janet has always called Wisconsin home. Here's our own Terry Barr, who talks with Janet about a big announcement and the story behind her brand new music.
Up on a wire, I like to climb and play with the sky. The people far below, where the air is clear, and I can perceive the whole world is smiling. Life is sublime when you dare to go up in the air and leave the earth far behind you. As I step and dip and leap into a space beyond up high, for the moment, alive and so afraid, but alive as I push against the sky and my heart is broken free.
Listening to the song Hope Springs from the great Janet Planet. Tell us about Hope Springs.
Oh, you know what? It's such a fantastic story. During the COVID lockdown, we were doing Zoom lessons because she was a client of mine for voice. She also went through during COVID lockdown, and she wouldn't mind of me sharing this, by the way, breast cancer and a full mastectomy. Her ultimate goal was to go into the studio and sing the songs that is on this particular project called Hope Springs, songs that she wrote.
Oh.
A brilliant woman at probably one of the darkest times of her life sat down and wrote these songs. We went into the studio and put the tracks down with the musicians who are just wonderful, Mark Ernest on bass, Ryan Korb on drums, and Matt Bookman on piano. With the idea of Susan Weinshank is her name, going in and then tracking the vocals once she was ready. She emailed me and said, I can't do it. Oh. I said, Susan, these are such beautiful, inspirational songs. Do you mind if I, and she said, yes, please, please do it. So I went in and I sang her songs. What I've learned about it, the music, they're so hopeful. Hope Springs.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So yeah, Hope Springs, the music of Susan Weinshank.
What an incredible story. And it's almost like you are paying tribute to her in this way and everything that she's been through.
Because she's a survivor of breast cancer, they have actually helped women that are going through the same process. So it's a special, special project.
You know what's really cool about these songs too? Everybody can read into it whatever they need from a song like this.
You know, absolutely. And frankly, I'm glad you brought that up, because as a deliverer of lyric, and so the idea is, how do you bring people in, okay? Leaving space and really allowing them to understand what you're saying as if you are telling their story.
Let's go backwards a little bit. How did you actually get started in music, and what in particular drew you to being or wanting to be a jazz singer?
I like to call myself a working singer. as a kid playing guitar. My first major, you know, inspirations were Frank Zappa and Joni Mitchell. And, you know, and then on to Aretha Franklin, who really just blew my mind at about 19 years old. And so my first band was a blues band, and I sang Chicago-style blues, belting and so forth. And then eventually I got into the Great American Songbook and started studying Ella and all the singers that you study when you get into those genres. I think the jazziest part of what we do is never sing the song or play the song exactly the same twice. That is the element of jazz. It's improvisational, mm-hmm. being in the moment and reaching people through these songs. And I love it, and I continue to study, and I continue to learn, and I continue to teach.
And you've continued to call Northeast Wisconsin home. Why did you choose to do that?
Really, I mean, this community, Fox Cities, there was a lot of really, really awesome music going on here. When I talk about my journey, I say I come from the school of do. Okay, so now fast forward. The internet came into play, and now we're known, we're distributed really around the world. We find that out regularly. We stayed here because we could afford to. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And it's a quality of living, too, that many, in fact, many of my peers that are my age, they choose now to live where they want to live. Under the category is we ain't done yet. My husband and I, we were informed that we have to move our studio space, which we've been at for 10 years here in Oshkosh, to another location. We learned last October, well, we have our space. And it's going to be, we're going to bring not only our recordings, continue to record, but the space is big enough where we want to bring our educational tools. My husband is a whiz in the studio. He's an awesome saxophonist. He's a composer and he's an arranger. And it's also big enough where we will be able to do house concert type things.
Oh, awesome.
Where we can invite and maybe even incorporate some of these private events as fundraisers.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So Steel Moon Soundstage, it's going to be called.
Okay.
And we're very excited about it. And this is the first interview I've done where I'm actually talking about it now.
So you heard it here first.
Yes.
We're going to end this interview with a new song, What Greater Joy. When I listened to this song, I just smiled through the whole song. What can you tell me about this one?
Well, that's definitely one of the Susan Weinschenk pieces. Okay. And I asked her, I said, what made you write this? And she talks about, you know, when you meet someone, how, you know, you get along so well and how different people can come into your lives and give you an uplifting moment in your day. What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are, to have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world seems right. So I hope, I don't know if that was the right key, but that is like, yeah, this is so cool. And she, again, wrote it when she was at her darkest moments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. This beautiful song, What Greater Joy. And you have brought me so much joy today. Thank you to Janet Planet for being here with us.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much.
What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch. When it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy. What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch, but when it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy.
Absolutely beautiful. Janet Plant on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Terry Barr. Thanks to Janet Plant for the great conversation and, of course, the great music. Learn more about Janet and where you can catch her live and take a lesson, or check out the new studio in Oshkosh at janetplant.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. We got the Max Inc. Top 41 Most Played Songs in 2024. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. It is time for the Max Inc. Top 41 Most Played Songs of 2024. This is a collection of songs that were the most played songs last year here on Max Inc. Radio. We really like these songs, and we played them a lot for you. Let's kick this countdown off right now with song number 41 with an artist that we heard earlier this evening, who lives out in L.A. now, and we want her to come back and play a show here in Madison as soon as possible. We're talking about Rain Stern, of course. This is her song, Welcome Home, number 41, most played songs in 2024.
There's a story there that's full of color. There's a sparkle on you coming.
and there are places that they may buy for others, cause we have really a touch the world.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Top 41 songs most played in 2024 is what we're doing. That was song number 41 from Rain Stern. That was Zodiac. This band just got done hanging out in D.C. and New York. They did a couple shows back there. They're coming back to Wisconsin on Friday, February 28th at the Vermilion in Milwaukee, playing a show with Lowdown Brass Band. Here is number 40, the 40th most played song on Max Inc. Radio last year. It's Tay and the Neighborly and Self-Help.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. For you to make you, oh, you are deserving of.
has no say, then look into yourself for a little self-help.
Tay and the Neighborly with Self-Help, checking in at number 40 on the top 41 songs played on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming in at number 39 is an artist that used to live in Madison, but now she's living in Nashville, chasing a dream. And she's always a great interview. There's a couple podcasts right now at maxincradio.com. When Kaylin Cole stopped in the studio at number 39, she's working on it. It's Kaylin Cole on Max Inc. Radio.
You keep on saying you're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, checking in at number 39 for the most played songs in 2024. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, now 3 Madison locations. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass, you could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Coming up in the top 41 most played songs in 2024, we have Old Soul Society coming up. We got some Amelia Ford. We'll do the Lower Fifth. And the American Dead is just around the corner. So many great songs, so many great performances over the last year, too. You can get all the podcast for all the interviews and all the full shows. It's available right now at maxincradio.com or on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Number 38 in the countdown is a good friend, Ryan McGrath. Play something I could dance to. It's the top 41 most played songs in 2024 on Max Inc. Radio.
Damn heart attack. Baby, so I'm mad. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. With your phone number on my side. Waited for a break, did she pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If an MIE you wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play some like a nasty. Shaking her head. Crazy summer night. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to my side, yeah. Wait for a break, did you pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If I never knew you wanna take me home. One thing left to do, that's something I can dance to, yeah. That's something I can dance to. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Put it in my ear, wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play some I can dance to. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The nation's capital is on high alert for the Monday inauguration. 25,000 security personnel, 30 miles of barricades, nearly 8,000 National Guard troops. Law enforcers say while things are more tense, there's no specific threat. The president-elect has his own threat of raids and mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Cities, especially in blue states, bracing for immigration raids to ramp up and start as early as this week.
TikTok says it's back, but not fully. Back working, though new downloads are not happening. Mr. Trump says he'll tell tech companies that make the video sharing app available that he won't enforce fines for doing so, even though in a new law mandates them for the Chinese owners not selling the app to American operators. A first phase prisoner hostage swap between Israel, Hamas, and Palestinian prisoners has happened without a hitch. This is ABC News. With snow and then bitter cold temps forecast for